Skulding's Knits NR3 2025. Straight from Sverige Skulder, the Gothenburg crew. Our goal's simple. Extract the key stuff, the surprising nuggets, you know, and give you that clear, insightful view of Swedish education. What's working, what's not.
And the challenges they're facing.
Exactly, the challenges.
Absolutely. And this issue really dives into it.
Yeah.
It's got everything from big picture leadership stuff to the nitty gritty, like how do you actually run a school?
Right, day to day, even zooms out to the whole Swedish labor market.
Wow.
It's really fascinating to see it all laid out.
Okay, so let's jump right in, starting with the leadership commentary.
Right.
There is this interesting bit about how the editorial's themes kind of unexpectedly resonated with that Oval Office conversation.
Oh, yeah, back in February. February. Yeah, that one everyone was talking about.
Big news.
So what's the connection there? What caught their eye?
Well, it's interesting how they connected that event to the book Dumhetsbekämpning.
Combating stupidity for us non-Swedish speakers.
Exactly. Which they'd actually featured as a prize before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was already on their radar.
Okay.
And the editorial suggests that the Oval Office thing, you know, kind of showed a big gap in understanding.
Right. At a pretty high level.
To say the least.
So they're seeing real-world examples of what the book talks about.
Yeah, playing out on a global scale.
Wow. But then they bring it back down to earth with this idea of functional stupidity in Gothenburg schools.
Right. How does this actually affect school leaders day to day?
So what does that look like practically?
Okay, so that's the key difference they're making.
Okay.
You've got this huge example of ignorance in the Oval Office, right?
Right.
But this functional stupidity they're seeing in Gothenburg is more subtle.
Okay.
It's about not really thinking things through in everyday work.
So not necessarily incompetent.
No, not at all. More like going through the motions.
Okay.
Following directives without considering the impact on staff and ultimately the students.
Kind of like groupthink.
Yeah, they even mention Irving Janis specifically.
Right, where you just go along to get along?
Exactly, and that can lead to bad decisions, and not just in schools, anywhere.
Right, any organization, any country even.
Exactly, and that's the worry. This functional stupidity, this not thinking critically,
yeah,
it can actually stop school leaders from solving problems.
Okay, and ultimately hurt the quality of education.
Exactly. And that brings us to the upcoming talks with politicians.
Yeah, this feels important.
Definitely.
They really emphasize these discussions between school leaders and the local politicians. And they ask a very pointed question.
They do.
Why does Gothenburg spend so much on primary education?
Yeah.
But the results aren't matching that investment.
It's a question a lot of people are asking.
Big question. What are your thoughts on this disconnect?
Well, it's complicated. Funding is important, obviously, but it's just one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
They then go into the autonomy that school leaders have.
Okay.
Specifically, the bytredan rector and rector.
Right. Those key roles.
In managing their staff within the Gothenburg administration.
Yeah.
And they're worried about potential new layers of management.
Really, like more bureaucracy?
Potentially, yeah. Or new roles being added without much warning.
And that could create chaos.
It could create uncertainty, definitely, and maybe undermine the authority of school leaders.
Right, because they're the ones responsible on the ground.
Exactly. So the editorial has a message for Gothenburg politicians.
Oh, what's the takeaway for them?
They urge them to think long-term, work together.
Great.
Create a unified vision for education based on evidence.
Right.
That covers everything from early childhood to adult learning.
So a cradle to career approach.
Exactly. They argue that this is essential for Gothenburg's economy.
Yeah, staying competitive both nationally and in Europe.
Absolutely. It's a call for strategic thinking.
Okay, so shifting gears a bit, let's talk about something very practical for school leaders.
Right.
Autonomy and APTs.
Arbetsplatsträffar, or workplace meetings for those who don't speak Swedish.
Right. We hear a lot about giving school leaders more autonomy, and there are those national initiatives like RUT and REP.
Rectorsit Building In and Rectors Program It.
Right. No. That aim to support that.
Yeah.
But how do these workplace meetings fit into this autonomy thing?
Okay, so the editorial's point is that even though school leaders have this autonomy,
right,
they need to really assess their own working conditions to use it well.
And they're saying regular APTs are key for this.
Exactly. They're a tool for self-assessment.
Interesting. And what's really cool is they tie this back to the local collective agreement.
Samvirk and Göteborg came into effect January 2024.
So this isn't just a suggestion. These APTs are a requirement.
Right, stemming from that agreement and grounded in the Arbetsmiljölag.
The Work Environment Act from 1977.
Yep, even a specific regulation from Arbetsmiljöverket backs this up.
Wow, so this is serious business?
Definitely the editorial gets very specific about the responsibilities of employers.
Which in this case includes school leaders.
Right, in their managerial roles.
Okay.
They need to make sure these APTs are planned, scheduled.
Okay.
That there's a clear agenda.
Right.
And that minutes are taken and accessible to everyone.
So it's about creating a formal space for dialogue.
Exactly. Between staff and leadership.
To talk about workplace issues, professional development.
The whole work environment, it's like a regular checkup for the workplace.
I like that, a checkup.
Keeps things running smoothly.
Now it sounds like they're addressing a gap here.
They are. They even mention a group of head teachers in the Grundschulverwaltningen.
Okay.
Who might not be doing these APTs.
That's a pretty direct call out.
It is. And they offer support.
Right.
Encourage them to start right away.
Showing how important they think these meetings are.
Exactly. For everyone's well-being and effectiveness.